Commercial cannabis-related issues dominated the agenda at the March 21st Rio Del City Council meeting. First, the council debated a commercial cannabis tax measure. In 2016, the City Council failed to place a commercial cannabis tax measure on the ballot for voter approval. The plan currently being discussed is essentially the same one that failed previously. The proposal would allow the city to charge up to $5 per square foot for cultivation and up to 10% of gross receipts for all of the other businesses, such as extraction. The city would set the initial tax rate within that range at $2 per square foot for cultivation and 2% of gross receipts for all of the other businesses. There was a debate over also charging a gross receipts tax on cultivators in addition to the square footage tax, but the council eventually decided against the double taxation. The commercial cannabis tax measure will come back to the council in future meetings for debate, and it is projected to be on the November 2017 ballot. The council then discussed a request by local developer Glenn White to amend the commercial medical cannabis ordinance to allow for a dispensary in the approved Eel River Sawmill annexation site. Mr. White and associates are currently developing a large cannabis activity center consisting of three buildings on the site. Developer Glenn White describes the proposal.
We want to bring that as a retail center. That's why we're spending a lot more money on the building. I don't know if you've seen the recent elevations, but we'll have that to you shortly. So that it would be a focus to be able to have that open during the working hours when people can come into the center. It's going to be a day spa. There'll be all of the health and beauty and tanning or whatever to become healthy. And we also want to be able to market CBD products to these people through medically only. So as were the other two locations on our site that we're proposing will be completely strictly closed, not open to any, secure facilities. This would be open to possibly having a coffee or get people to come in, bring interest in the wellness center.
The Health and Wellness Center would include a day spa that would administer and sell health and beauty products consisting of CBD and THC-infused oils, topical lotions, makeups, and creams. The products would be manufactured on site with local cannabis in a closed-loop system available for retail sales to medical cannabis club members only. The council directed the matter back to the Planning Commission to debate an amendment that would allow for only one dispensary specifically for this business venture. It will come back to the council at a future meeting for further deliberations. Renaming the former Eel River Sawmill annexation site was next on the agenda. The property is now owned by various developers interested in separate projects, which will include a total of 130,000 square feet of cultivation, a variety of manufacturing and extraction-related businesses, and more. Councilmember Strawn suggested the city name the site for branding opportunities. A variety of names were considered, such as Humboldt Rio Del Business Park, Eel River Valley Business Park, and more. No final decision was made, but it appeared that the Humboldt Rio Del Business Park was the preferred favorite. The council then approved the purchase of a new Vactor trailer for $44,608, which replaces a 70s-era truck that no longer meets safety standards. The Vactor trailer is used frequently to clear drainage and remove standing water. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Rio Del City Council meeting is Tuesday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This is Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.